NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, we are half of
Phoebe Rings. I'm Alex.
And I'm Crystal, and there's also Simeon and Ben.
We're here to talk about our debut EP, which is self-titled.
Your debut self-titled EP, finally it's here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're so excited, and we've been loving Cheshire and everything, and we've been like waiting to hear what your EP will sound like. How did it come together, and how did everything start?
So this EP actually are the songs that we played in our very debut gig, right?
Yeah, these were the first 5 songs that we all played together?
Yeah, I think so.
But you'd written some of these songs before, hadn't you? In another context.
I did write them in a different context, like for jazz and with some other like musicians playing it as similar arrangement. But when I did play with the Phoebe Rings members, it definitely clicked. And I felt like 100 times better about the song.
Did you have any particular inspirations or like artists that you look towards to that might like influence this, or like anything else that influenced the sounds of Phoebe Rings?
Yeah, I think there are multiple different kind of people who I like. They're not necessarily within the same kind of like, I don't know, musical realm genre, but for Cheshire, people could have realised already, but I really like Stereolab, and I was very influenced by the sound of the band when I was writing it. But like, I'm also a really big fan of Joe Hisaishi, who's the Ghibli, Studio Ghibli movie soundtrack composer. And also, like, I'm really into bossa nova, like Antonio Carlos Jobim, I really like, and yeah, some jazz musicians, yeah.
I really like can feel those influences, but it does totally make a whole different sound. It's a very Phoebe Rings particular brand, and we can talk about the first track, Cheshire, and that was such a hit. It was.
It's all thanks to you.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much for playing our song.
It went like number one on the SRN top 10 and everything. How did that song come about?
When I was writing the lyrical content of it, I definitely was imagining like a little kind of mind journey of really wanting to accept myself the way I was. I think I'm better at doing that now, but like at the time I was just like having a little battle internally, and I was just writing down the things I wanted to do to myself. I really wanted to like embrace myself, which is why I said like dance with the mirror. And I was noticing that there are moments of life where it really happens and it's really great, but it kind of smiles and disappears like a Cheshire cat. So that's the lyrical side of things.
I hadn't heard that you sum it up so nicely, like that the smile of the Cheshire cat. That's very, very nice.
Oh.
We had a similar kind of like struggle coming out of jazz school, eh?
We did.
We've been talking lots about this. I remember this was like the first song that Crystal sent to all of us, and it was like so fully formed. But we had talked lots about like, yeah, that idea of coming out of jazz school, which I think would have been way harder for you than, you know, if you had even this, if I would have had this much of a struggle compared to you, you know.
Oh, we all struggled, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely like a, like, what kind of music do I want to do? And am I going to become like a session musician? Jazz scene is not the greatest, like, I mean, not the biggest and happening in New Zealand compared to like New York. Am I going to go to New York? Lots of like internal struggles, lots of questions. And I had to answer it all myself.
She
dance with a mirror. Diffuse our thoughts in the air. The moon to shine on our shoulders. And fill the silence with laughter. With a mirror, diffuse her thoughts in the air. Stars are colors of a quiet night. To be remembered.
We actually are all, except for Simeon, who's born in November, we're all January people, aren't we?
Which leads us to the second track, January Blues.
Yeah. I was born in Korea and I came here in like 2000. So I've experienced a lot of like, you know, winter Januaries in my childhood, and winter being my favourite season of the year. Like, it was very, it has that very nostalgic, like, snowy kind of feeling. But when I came here and I experienced January, it was, like, really hot and stuffy and, like, drowsy and sweaty. So I remember not liking it as much. But also, it's that time of the year, like, Alex and I, we used to be itinerant teachers. And it's that time of the year where all the students are on the on their holiday, and it's this weird pause in our, you know, our life. We know that we need to do like something creative or something, but like I'm uninspired and it's really hot and like felt that kind of blue feeling.
And then there was a couple of songs that I really liked, that that thing that Crystal's lyrics are talking about. January Blues, but it's a really light, playful song. And like Crystal had sent us a really great reference of like a Korean soul song from the 90s that actually sounded like it was from the 60s.
Yeah, it does. It's called 연극이 끝난 후, and if you listen to it, like it sounds quite like the piano line sounds quite similar to the one in the track. Definitely. Yeah, referenced it a lot.
Oh, how bright the sun, January.
Lazy Universe. It's like, it definitely was that classic, we have this debut gig coming up. So Matt Crawley asked us, Matt Crawley and Bob Frisby, who mixed Ocean, they asked us to do this show for, like, as a part of the Fringe Festival, and that was, well, he initially asked me to do, a jazz gig, and I thought, hey, can we actually play pop? And then we did, that gig as a Phoebe Rings debut gig, but I had the deadline coming and I had to finish a song to make up for the numbers. So that's actually how this song came about. But I have to say, I was a la Cocteau Twins mumbling the lyrics of the song that didn't make sense for a long time for this song. I do have to say, I confess. If you listen to the BFM Christmas one and then listen to the new one, it's the revelation of my mumbling. But I wrote the lyrics later on, and it's about being passive. It's not really necessarily about being just lazy. It's being lazy about letting other people kind of take control of you, because it's I think it's quite cultural for me, being the happy and just quiet one, kind of letting others do the things for you. But I didn't want to do that, so it's a little, again, a battle.
You okay in your lazy universe?
Spisky. Oh yeah, Spisky is, yeah, was it one of the two songs that I sent to you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was a very fun song to write, and it had this very, you know, miraculous moment that never happens to me normally, when a song idea just came to me when I was driving through Slovakia with, I was on tour with Princess Chelsea, and then there was like this giant hill with a giant castle, and that castle, they must have installed lights because it was at night, so there was like a lit up castle, and it was beautiful. And I was staring at it for ages, and got me thinking, like, wow, it must have had lots of people living in there in the past, and now it's probably kind of left alone, and how lonely is that? And then I thought about, like, Laputa, you know, that animation from Ghibli Studio, the floating castle, and then it all got, like, infused together. Later I found out that it's, like, the most visited tourist attraction, and it's probably not that lonely.
So it's kind of like you're writing about Times Square.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But that got me writing, and, yeah, I had this moment where I got the melody chords and everything in my head, and I was like... Okay, voice recorder. And then done.
I reckon your songs really have like a big visual quality to them. And like, I feel like even before I knew about the meaning of the lyrics, I could hear all this. And also I feel like we talked recently about like kind of all growing up playing video games, right? And like having those songs like by Koji Kondo or whatever, where like you'd hear the music and it would so perfectly suit the scene of wherever you were, like if you were, you know, saving the princess or the prince yeah. in a castle, you could always like kind of picture that. And that, to me, the song has that quality. Like you can totally see the imagery in the music, right? Like not just the lyrics, but in the kind of arrangement of the music and everything.
Are you trying to say that I played a lot of computer games?
We
which
all
is
did.
True.
Yeah. The last song on the EP is Ocean, which was recorded live at the Power Station by Bob Frisbee when we opened for the Beths.
Yeah, that was a very euphoric kind of concert for a lot of people, I think, because we just got out of our first lockdown and we were really missing live gigs. And then the fact that it actually happened, like, we were just, you know, so joyful. And also it was like our first kind of big gig, so it was quite nerve-wracking but also fun at the same time. And yeah, it's this song is actually written, probably it's the oldest song that I have, written in 2016, I think, right after I came out of uni and I was really confused, but I realized that I didn't want to pursue being a jazz pianist and tried to write a song for like a band. Tried it with a couple of people as well, and then it just never got finished until we had the debut gig, and it was magically just done.
Ocean, it's hard to feel and hard to find. I used to search for love, hoping that I could reach. It's not too far. I'm waiting through. Small pieces in my head, they're all I have. This waiting game gets long.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.